most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Angela.
And it is a good morning. We walked in this morning, and we have all kinds of treats.
That's right, man.
Red pudding, which is one of my favorite things.
I was having a shaky morning.
Why?
I'm feeling a little sick.
I'm sick, too.
I had to walk dumb far to park my car this morning.
Are you, like, Hillary Clinton sick?
No, I'm not. Definitely not Hillary Clinton sick. But then when I walked into the studio today, shout out to Evelyn's Kitchen. It's a restaurant in Harlem, New York. They delivered some treats for us.
She has more locations now.
Oh, excuse me. I only know the one in Harlem.
But
she delivered some a banana pudding pudgy, which is these. If you're watching Revolt, I'm going to pull one out for you. These things are amazing. This is like cracking a cookie. These things are amazing. They're great.
So you feel better already.
What? My diet doesn't feel great, but these cookies are amazing. My gosh, wonderful. Amen.
And we got some bread pudding with some Hennessy whipped cream. So,
forget,
you know,
the bread pudding. The bread pudding is fine, but these banana pudge pudding cookies, oh my gosh. I'm about to start crying and say, good.
It's amazing how little things can just fix your whole day.
Right? Isn't it true? How was your night last night? What'd you do last night?
Well, I was in Detroit. I didn't get back home until like 10:30 last night, mm-hmm. So that's basically what I was doing. I've been dealing with these houses in Detroit.
Yeah? How the houses coming along?
Pretty good. One of them should be done in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm starting on a second house also.
Okay.
Nice fixer-uppers. But Detroit has some beautiful, beautiful homes. So
for anybody out there, you know, everybody always asks me about investment information. Detroit is a great place to invest some of your money. Now, I know you're thinking, you hear Angelique talking about houses. But like, I can't afford a house. Yes, you probably can. Because houses are not $100,000. They're not $200,000. Some of these houses start at $10,000. A friend of ours actually bought a house for, how much did he pay for that house?
$2,000?
$1,000. Now, this is not like
they have an auction.
It's not a little crappy house. I'm talking about a 4,000, 5,000 square foot home that needs a little renovations, need a little TLC.
More than a little.
It needs a little TLC, but you can do it. You can invest with $1,000 and $2,000 and then possibly sell this house for $100,000. So you can make some money. So,
or you could keep it and rent it out.
Keep it,
or
rent it out,
or
you can live in it. So there are some investments. Detroit is a very hot market right now. I love Detroit. I love going to Detroit. It's very close to the city. So anybody asking about investment information, Google Detroit and see what houses are in Detroit. It might take you a little time, but it'll be a huge payoff. I own two properties in Detroit.
I think it's important just because people are investing so much money in Detroit right now. So you can see the real estate market is starting to go back up.
Right.
There, Dan Gilbert actually bought a whole lot of property. He owns the Cleveland Cavaliers,
mm-hmm.
and he's invested in downtown. I saw Tony Hawk, the professional skateboarder. He just actually bought a property in Detroit recently also.
Yeah, he bought a huge mansion in Detroit. A couple $1 million. And he's living in it, too.
And, you know, you saw that they had Berry Gordy's house. So Berry Gordy, who started Motown,
mm-hmm.
a huge, huge mansion. I think it was only $1.5 million. It was a mansion.
Right. Huge, huge mansion. Bowling alley. It was, like, on a couple of acres. But just to tell you guys out there, that's another place that you should look. Because people ask me all the time, what should I invest in? Detroit is definitely a hot market. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to talk about... Ooh. I saw something this morning that I wanted to discuss, but we're going to talk about the Samsung Galaxy Note 7. The problems with this phone are getting even worse.
Yeah, my mom hit me last night. It was like, if you have your Galaxy 7 Note, whatever it is, power it down and throw it out. I'm like, I don't have that, Mom. But thank you for looking out. All right, we'll do that front page news when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Get your ass up. Here's Riri Drake. That's Drake, Riri, too. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, Monday Night Football. There was a doubleheader. The Steelers beat the Redskins, and the 49ers beat the Rams.
And the damn Redskins fans had the nerve to slander my Cowboys on Sunday, and y'all got washed last night. Y'all ain't even compete.
Now, let's talk about Samsung problems.
Whoa, the Galaxy Note 7 problems are getting even worse. Shares of Samsung dropped 7% as the week started. That's about $14.3 billion in market value. Now, this weekend, a six-year-old boy in New York was burned when the Note 7 burst in his hands.
That's crazy.
There's also been reports from Florida, South Carolina, Australia, where people are describing explosions in cars, homes, and hotel rooms. What they are saying is if you have this phone, to just shut it off and bring it back, okay? Now, right now, they might have to just actually just say forget the Note 7 and skip to the next version of
really?
The phone, the Note 8.
They're going to lose a lot of money, millions and
They're
millions.
They're saying that third quarter results could take a hit of up to $900 million because of this recall.
Now, are we sure that these are really phones exploding or these aren't flaming buttholes all over the country?
These are phones,
How do we
man.
Know this? How do we know this isn't flaming buttholes?
These are phones.
People got the phones in their back pocket, but it's really they flaming buttholes. How do we know this?
Well, we don't know that
for
sure.
You know who's winning from this? Apple and LG, because now they have new smartphones out. And, hey.
iPhone 7 come out Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the fertility doctor that was given his own sperm.
Oh, my gosh. Now, in Indianapolis, a local fertility doctor is facing charges. He actually told two different women that it was his sperm that he used on them. And he said he used his own sperm about 50 times.
How does he look? How does he
help
look?
His female patients. He's 77 years old, by the way. Now, he told in the courtroom, he said that he thought he was helping the women because they really wanted a baby.
He is. If they get pregnant, if it worked, what's the problem?
But now he don't want his own sperm. People want to pick the sperm.
Wait a minute, you don't know what kind of sperm you're
picking.
Well, hold
on. What it is like one woman, her daughter learned that her father was not her biological father and that she was not an only child. So sometimes they might take the sperm from maybe her husband mm-hmm. or somebody that they want
who told
to
him?
Have a baby with. Well, he told
Who gave up
women,
the jig?
two women that he admitted that to, and then now they started investigating. And you know they do those DNA tests, those at-home DNA tests?
Right.
Well, some of those women found out online that they had like 8 or 9 brothers and sisters that they had no idea about that also had used that test. So there you have it.
They ain't really your brothers. Y'all just got the same sperm donor. That's what people got to start realizing.
I don't know, but Dr. Donald Klein, he said he didn't always have access to fresh sperm and he never used a sperm bank.
So he just used himself.
Yeah.
That's kind of nasty.
No, it's not. That's a man that's going above and beyond the call of duty.
But
okay?
You don't know what he looked like. What happened if he looked ugly? You need to look
hey,
horrible.
Man, it happens, man. You roll away. That's him right there.
Where's
that's
he go?
Post
his picture back on Revolt.
He's a good looking man for you. Look 97. He's 97. He's a good looking man for 97.
77.
He probably was a looking when he was younger.
I don't know.
He looked like Santa Claus.
He do look like Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, he looked like Santa Claus. That's Santa Claus, your poppy.
Right. That's great if Santa Claus your daddy if he real, but he ain't real.
Well, what if you're married and you're thinking that it's your husband's sperm that's being inseminated into you and now you find out it's this 77-year-old white man.
Hey man, joke's on you. If you black and you know you end up having a little white baby, you just tell them enjoy that white privilege.
But that's very serious for these kids who actually this might have thought somebody else was their dad this whole time and then come to find out it was a doctor.
Mm. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now.
I'm mad that I'm not making as much money as Envy and Angela Yee. Because I was riding in, I heard Angela Yee say, you can buy something for only $1.5 million.
I didn't say that.
Whoa.
I don't know what I said. I said
$1,000. I don't know if you guys saw Barry Gordy's mansion and what his mansion looks like.
She said it's only? I'm like, whoa.
But if you can
see
any other place in the country, a mansion for $1.5 million is unheard of. Especially Barry Gordy's mansion that has a bowling alley, a movie theater, all kinds of stuff inside of it. That's not a bad price. I can't afford that, but that's not a bad price for that particular mansion.
Did you hear what I said? I said, Google, you can find houses for $1,000. $1,000? I got 5 kids. You can find houses for $1,000.
I was like, you know what? That's in my price range. Me and black youngster can put our money together and get a little crib.
There you go.
Hey, listen, y'all need to look at this Motown mansion, okay? 10,500 square foot house with a 4,400 square foot carriage house.
Okay. I ain't got
it. Baller.
I can only dream.
But tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
To Sean from Long Island.
Tell them why you mad, bro.
I'm mad because my Redskins got spanked last night.
That's what they get, especially y'all Redskin fans that was clowning my Cowboys.
Your Cowboys suck.
Yeah, but y'all really suck. At least we was competitive. How about that?
Y'all got twerked on. I never seen anybody twerk in the end zone. Y'all got twerked on, bro.
And y'all hate Indians still. Native Americans,
yo,
I'm sorry.
Yo, what up? What up? What up? This is Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad because my girl Kiki, I know she listening. That's why I had to shout out her name, man. She ain't hold me down last night like she was supposed to. Because I'm out of town right now, so she was supposed to make this move right now.
Uh-oh.
She listening. And, you know, she was supposed to collect that bag for me. But she didn't collect that bag for me, but it's all good, though. I still.
So she not trying to go to jail for you. You mad?
No, I ain't got nothing to do with jail time, baby. Angela, I don't play like that.
So what kind of bag she collected for you?
My bag, that bag.
What kind of bag, man? You talk about money? You trying to sound hip with the latest slang?
It doesn't sound like.
Is that what you trying to say, money?
Yeah, money because I need more money.
There you go. Nah, she didn't want to go to jail for your ass. I'm glad she picked up your money.
Look. I ain't even incriminating thing. She was just supposed to pick up my bag for me at my friend's house. Can't pick it up, so.
You sound like a scammer.
At the airport, they tell you don't pick up no strange bags. Report them, okay? Yeah. That's what you should do. Report your ass.
Hello, who's this?
My name's Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, tell them why you're mad.
I'm mad because this 2016 election, we haven't had any chance to talk about any of the issues because all the media companies don't want to talk about those issues because that'll go against their own interests. Like, for one, prescription drugs. Why don't we ever talk about prescription drugs? Because they're getting prescription drug ads all the time. We can't talk about Medicare. But right now, guess who's trying to fight against it? Lobbying, the medical industry. And we don't get to talk about that on the news. And I feel like our opportunities are being taken away from us because of the media specifically. I love you guys. You guys aren't the ones I'm talking about. I'm talking about the news media. And we don't have enough fair coverage.
You know what the beauty of life is? The beauty of life is that we have all this new media, like social media, and we still have outlets like radio where people like you can call and speak about the issues that you want
to. No, for sure. You guys fill in a void. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mama.
Love, Mama.
Still, social media is not enough because they can curate social media. But anyways, that's what I was trying to talk about. Thank you.
Conspiracy.
All right. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, hopefully, you're enjoying your day today. And also, Angela Yee, tell them again about that Galaxy 7. If they have that, to please
shut
power
it off,
down
turn
and bring it,
off.
It back.
Yes, and bring it back, because those are blowing up all over the place. They might have to actually just skip this whole Note 7 and go straight to the Note 8.
All I know is Pastor Manning said that it's going to be a lot of people out here with flaming buttholes. Are we sure that Galaxy 7 blowing up isn't really people with flaming buttholes and they just using that as an excuse? Maybe they had their phone in their back pocket, so when their butthole started flaming, they had to scream out, "Hey, my Galaxy 7 exploded."
Now, if you don't know what Charlamagne's talking about, there's a pastor. Let's
play Pastor
audio.
Manning right now.
Let's play
now,
the audio right now.
Start off the morning with some Pastor Manning.
Oh, my goodness.
God's going to put a cancer in the butthole of every sodomite. It'll burn and burn and burn. They won't be able to sit down because of the burning in their butthole. He's got a fire. He's got a flame coming out of his butthole. God's going to have a flame coming out of your butthole. If you thought that AIDS was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet until you see the flaming butthole. Your butthole will be flaming, and you will not be able to sit down until you have a flame coming out of your butthole, and there'll be people walking around all over America with flames coming out of their butthole. Ah, lightning bug.
I didn't realize somebody told me that they're trying to actually shut his church down. Like, they've been trying
they
to shut
should.
His, they've been trying to shut his church
talking.
Down for years.
he be talking crazy.
Once you get past the hate and the toxic rhetoric,
what else is there?
He's pretty funny.
He is funny. He's not saying that his hate is funny.
I don't think we go to church for a good laugh.
I do sometimes. Like, sometimes you gotta laugh. Like, he's like a Donald Trump. Like, Donald Trump, if he wasn't actually running for president, he'd be funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's not funny in that some people really actually believe him.
That really?
True too.
If you believe that your butthole is going to be flaming because you're getting penetrated by penis.
I wouldn't go to a church like, I wouldn't go to his church if I didn't believe in what he was saying.
Not for nothing. I would just want to see him say it.
I couldn't support that.
He says butthole.
I've never heard somebody say butthole with such conviction.
In your butthole?
I couldn't show support for that. Sorry.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about designer. Now, was he targeted because of the color of his skin? We'll tell you how the NYPD is responding to that. Also, Dancing with the Stars, find out who almost got attacked during the live season premiere.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, Drake bought a new house since we've been talking about houses and buying houses all morning. But this is something that we can't afford. It was almost $3 million, and it's right next door to the house that he already has. Now, we don't know if he's using this as a guest house. We don't know if it's just for investment reasons or whatever. He's doing with the house, but it's literally next door to him.
That's the second person I heard in a matter of 7 days who told me they bought their neighbor's house.
Well, he bought the neighbor's house. He said they were complaining about the noise, so Drake was just like, I'll buy your house and bought the house.
Yeah, the first was Dr. Oz.
Yeah, Dr. Oz did that too.
Dr. Oz bought his neighbor's house, and he just has this whole property now. Drop one of Clues Bombs for all them rich Negroes.
Absolutely. Must be nice.
I would love that. Your neighbor complains on you? Okay, I'll just buy your house.
So their house was for sale, or they were renting it from?
I'm not sure, but I know he bought
from
it.
From someone.
He owns both properties now.
Does he talk about that in a song also?
Yeah, he did it in a song. He said it in a song. I don't remember what song it was. I don't know if we have the audio or not. We don't have the audio.
And I can't even pay my whole phone bill. I'm still just paying the past due amount.
Well, that's a decision that you make.
Yeah, that's your decision.
As it is, and I will continue to do that. Drop one of Clues Bombs for everybody who only pays the past due amount on their phone bill. You a real one.
How about the ones that paid it for only when they cut it off?
Or how about people?
You double real.
Or how about people who actually get the auto pay every month, so they don't have to worry about their phone getting cut off?
All right, rich girl. Okay, you're rich. You can. All right, you got it. You know, ye.
I wait for them to cut mine off. I ain't gonna lie.
I like to have good credit. All right, the NYPD is responding to Designer's legal team. You know, they were saying that he was targeted because he was black. They arrested him for no reason. Clearly, there was no crime committed. Well, what the NYPD is saying is that they shouldn't be playing the race card in that situation because the man who called 911 is Hispanic. They said there was a male Hispanic complainant. He said he was menaced with a black firearm from individuals in the car. He said it was not a targeting situation because he was black. They arrested him because he committed a crime, according to the complainant. So
Hispanics can be racist, too.
Right.
Yeah. The real issue is, why'd y'all arrest that man and release that he got caught with a gun and y'all ain't catch him with no gun?
And they ain't find nothing.
Some type of false information. They found some pills that were legally...
Yeah, that was foul.
For the driver of the vehicle. So whatever
Definitely
they
foul.
Tried to put out there was not what they thought it was going to be. Okay, Dancing with the Stars. Ryan Lochte is on the new season and on the live season premiere. They actually had a couple of people rush the stage. They actually arrested the two guys who did it, but they were taken down by security and detained. He had just finished doing a little foxtrot.
Now, are there any eyewitnesses to this? Because if this is Ryan Lochte's story, I'm not believing it.
Well, there were plenty of eyewitnesses. It was on the live premiere, but
I heard they cut the camera. Yeah,
you couldn't see it on television, but you could hear the commotion.
I don't believe it.
And the viewers on the East Coast actually heard the commotion before they had a chance to edit it for the West Coast. But
I don't believe it. Somebody else other than Ryan Lochte has to tell me this happened. I don't believe it.
Well, there were a lot of people that were there, so that's what went down. Okay, they actually the guys in the audience ripped open their shirts to reveal a symbol for no lock, like the Lochte with the no Lochte.
You know, it would be amazing if Ryan Lochte got caught with a Galaxy Samsung 7 in his back pocket and it burst into flames, and then somebody yells out, "Liar, liar, pants on fire."
The Note 7.
If it had it, he got a flaming butthole.
Flaming butthole.
All right. Well,
one of the two.
That is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
And by the way, I just want to say, I just posted this on my Instagram, but Benny Boom just put out the trailer for the Tupac movie.
Smart.
So you can see the trailer.
Today is the 20th anniversary of Tupac's death. The movie should have been dropping this week, Dan.
Well, I think there were issues with the distribution of it, and they're getting all that squared away. You can't just, you know, it would have been great.
It'll still be 20 years in a couple months.
Right,
they got to get out this year.
Congratulations to our guy, Benny Boom.
And Angie Martinez should have been put out the full 2.5-hour interview she got with Tupac that's never been released.
She might do it this week.
She might surprise us. You're right. She might surprise us. I was in the gym and somebody ran up on me like, yo, tell Angie put that whole interview out. It's the 20th anniversary of Pac. You know, Pac fans are like different.
Yeah,
cult-like following with that guy.
Absolutely. Well, Yee, front page news up next. What are we talking about?
We are going to talk about this Galaxy Samsung Note 7 that's been exploding. We'll give you an update on if you happen to have that phone. Also, we'll talk about sperm. All coming up.
All right. Keep it locked.
You just going to say that while you got a whole tub of whipped cream just sitting right there?
Tennessee whipped cream.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Okay. Morning, everybody.
We got a phantom door handle. I just want y'all to know that. This is a phantom door handle in the studio. This door handle been here for the whole 6 years that we've been working here. And every now and then when you reach for it, it moves on you.
No, it didn't move. We always busted your ass.
No, it moved on me just now. It did. I reached for the handle and it moved.
It did not move.
The strangest thing in the world.
Well, let's get in some front page news. Let's talk Monday Night Football. It was a doubleheader last night. The Steelers beat the Redskins last night. And the 49ers beat the Rams. Now, let's talk about the Samsung problem, G.
Yes, the Samsung Galaxy Note 7. If you have that phone, just shut it off and bring it back. They are recalling all of those phones. Now, they're saying that third quarter results for Samsung could take a hit of up to $900 million because of that recall. And they actually might have to just say, forget the Note 7 and move right on to the next version, the Note 8.
I'm starting to think this is just a little bomb that they just decided to start detonating now. Because this, all of a sudden, these phones start exploding.
It's kind
of
crazy.
Well, yes, a six-year-old boy in New York was burned when that Note 7 burst in his hands. Mm-hmm. And there's also been explosions Florida, South Carolina, Australia, all over.
They got tracking devices in all our smartphones and little bombs just in case we get a little too out of line.
My goodness.
They hit that button from wherever they're at. And please don't keep this phone in your back pocket, because if it explodes, people are going to think that you have a flaming butthole because of the words of Pastor Manning. I just want to throw that out there.
Now, you get some sperm, and you get some sperm, and you get some sperm, right, Ye?
You just going
to
say
Who
that?
Who are you talking to, Envy? What out is there this wrong morning, huh?
About the doctor right. Give away sperm, man.
All right, my little banana
okay, pudding. In Indianapolis, a local fertility doctor used his own sperm to inseminate his patients. Dr. Donald Klein, he's 77 years old, and he's facing two counts of obstruction of justice. Now, according to court documents, he told two women that he used his own sperm about 50 times to help his female patients become inseminated, and that is why he did it. He felt like he was helping women because they really wanted a baby.
He was.
Okay. Well, anyway, after conducting DNA tests on these two women, investigators discovered that it was indeed Dr. Klein's sperm. And then it turns out there's at least 8 or 9 other women who found out that their kids were all related to each other because they all had the sperm from Dr. Klein.
The problem here is human beings can't keep a secret, because all Dr. Klein had to do was keep his mouth shut, and it'd have been a bunch of little babies running around here looking like Santa Claus, because he looks like Santa Claus. But he just had to run his mouth and tell everybody why. Why?
He's got a bunch of kids out there.
Yeah, whispering to other women, you know my sperm's in you. Like, that's like,
that's disgusting.
That's crazy. Is that a form of rape?
No. I don't know about
sure?
that.
No.
It's definitely
no
not.
Type of criminal sexual conduct, maybe?
It's some
he
kind
didn't
of criminal.
Sex, he didn't have sex with them.
But so why? It's got to be something.
Rape. It's something, but it's not rape.
You just take my sperm and put it in you without permission?
Well, he had permission, but just not his sperm. He had permission to put other sperm.
Well, maybe you got to be more distinctive when you go in there. You got to be, you know,
distinctive.
Be detailed about it. I want sperm in me. You can't just go in there and say that.
Say that again.
Do we have that? Do we have that audio?
What I say?
You know what you said.
I don't know what I said. I really don't.
Yes, you do.
I just be up here talking. What I say? For real, seriously.
Well, don't worry. We'll play it back for you.
I said something about what I say.
What you want in you?
Man, y'all know I was reenacting. Y'all know I was pretending to be
what
the lady in it. I was pretending to be a lady in the sperm bank. I gotta start changing my voice when I do stuff like that. Let me try it again.
Go ahead.
I want sperm in me.
There you go.
All right, see? Now you understand what I'm trying to do here.
All right. Now, let's
I
talk
know
about
a few people got an erect from that.
Now, let's talk about this.
Ooh, she said he wants sperm in him. That is. Ooh, child.
And
I'm telling you.
He did his voice like that?
God. Now, let's talk about this woman arrested for stealing from a cop.
Yeah, she's in Northwest D.C. She stole 3 French fries from a police officer who was at a U Street eatery at the Italian Pizza Kitchen. And she sat down next to the officer, tried to start a conversation. Then she reached down and took a fry as he was eating. The officer told her to stop, but then she took another one. So now she got arrested. And in the police report, they said the stolen property is listed as French fried potato quantity 3.
First of all, this police officer is either faithfully married or extremely gay, because he is not feeling this woman flirting with him at all. Okay, second of all, I'm all for this. I can't stand nobody eating off my plate.
Third of all, Casey just did that at a Jodeci concert the other day. He grabbed a woman in the audience's French fries.
I hate it. Because if we both at a restaurant, if you wanted what I'm eating, you should have ordered it.
I'm with you 100%.
Well, also, if you don't know me, don't you dare to eat my fries.
Well, even if you do know me, my daughter does that all the time, and I have a huge problem with it. Don't take anything off my plate.
Now, I don't know
don't
that she
drink any of my juice. Go downstairs and get your own.
Yeah. I don't know that she should have been arrested for this.
Nah, I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. I don't mind. You got to set a precedent out here in the streets.
I'm
seriously. Keep your hand out of other people's food, man. I don't care if we family or not. And it's the worst when someone wants a piece of what you're eating and you don't want a piece of what they're eating.
Well,
that's
maybe
not
she
a fair
was
trade.
Trying
that's,
to be sexy
that's the truth,
and flirt with the police officer and take the fry and like...
Oh, that's yeah. That's
hey, officer.
That's why she
put
the
fry in her
though.
Mouth, and then he was like, "All right, stop that." And she's like, "I'm gonna do another one. I'm gonna take the fry and put it in my mouth."
That's why I say he's a faithfully married, or he's extremely gay, or like Emmy just said, she was terribly, terribly cosmetically challenged.
Yeah, and he was offended. Okay. Well, 800-585-1051. Let's just ask: are you a food thief? Do you like to take food from other people's plates?
That ain't cute, ladies. And all you, There's ladies out there that think that's cute. Ooh, I do it to my man all the time. That's not cute. We don't
and
like
And guys
that.
Do it to you all the time, too. You be eating your food, and then they eat all their food and some of yours.
I ain't never had a man take nothing off my plate.
They just put sperm in it. Do you hate when people want food from your plate? 800-585-1051. We're talking to the food thieves out there. And do you hate? Because I hate it. Like the
I
other
can't
day,
stand it.
I got Chick-fil-A. It was the last nugget, right? And my daughter grabbed it, and I almost bit her hand off. I was like, you don't take that last nugget. You don't take that last nugget.
By the way, if you with your wife, and y'all are eating something like that, you're supposed to let her get the last piece of food.
Nah.
Can't remember what movie I learned that from, but it's a movie. What movie was that? Somebody tweet me right now and tell me what
you
movie
gonna let
was
your wife get the last Chick-fil-A nugget?
Yes, you're supposed to. It's a movie.
I know you're supposed to,
it's a
but
black
are you
movie
going
too.
To?
Something with Morris Chestnut in it. I know that.
Something with Morris
Chestnut. I can't think
movie.
About which one it is.
It's
right
a
now.
Black movie, Morris Chestnut.
Something
was
Morris Chestnut is definitely in it.
Oh, my goodness. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. Are you a food thief? Do you like to take food from other people's plates? Or does that bother you when somebody takes your last little Chick-fil-A or your last French fry, your last piece of macaroni, your last piece of jerk chicken?
The last swallow of Kool-Aid.
Yes. Mm-mm-mm. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Jay-Z. Excuse me, Miss. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking about food thieves. Now, this lady was arrested in D.C. for stealing off a cop's plate.
A French fry.
She stole
French
three
fries.
French fries off yes. a cop's plate. And, you know, sometimes I ain't mad at that.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. We got to start setting the precedent, man. Keep your hands out of my plate. I don't care if you my wife. I don't care if you my child. I can't stand that. You know why I can't stand that?
Because
if we had a restaurant or something, right, and you wanted what I was eating,
order it.
You should have ordered it.
Right.
like this ain't no sampler platter.
But sometimes you got something and what somebody else got looked better than what you got.
Well.
And then you like, man, I like your food better.
You know, you should have been a better decision maker.
See, I'm not mad. My wife takes stuff out of my plate sometimes, and I take stuff out of her plate, but it's my kids. I don't know why, what's wrong with my kids. It seems like they come from outside, they dirty, they've been playing basketball, they sweaty, and they just right in my plate. I just don't like it.
And then they take something off your plate and then ask you if you want something off theirs. No.
No.
Because if I wanted something off yours, I would have ordered what you got. That's not a fair trade when you take something off my plate and then I can't get nothing in return.
Zyke, we're talking about food thieves. Are you a food thief, bro?
Nah, man. My girl a food thief. We can be in a... in a nice restaurant, and as soon as my food comes out, her food comes out, before she even reaches for her, she reaches across the table and digs in my plate, and it bothers me every time.
Damn.
But you say anything or you don't say nothing?
I kind of spaz out, but I have to hold it in.
And see, that's
my girl.
Yep.
And I don't want to cause any attention to the table.
There
yeah.
And that's the problem. Ladies think that we don't mind that because we don't say nothing about it, but we be furious on the inside.
I think guys do it all the time too, though. It's not just women that do it.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kay. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hey, you sound like a food thief.
Oh, man.
I'm not a food thief. However, I wanted to first off say good morning. And Angela, I seen those Louis boots that you had on your Instagram, fleeky.
Thank you. I love them, too. I can't wait to wear them.
They are fly. Okay, my comment. I'm a woman. I'm only 4'11". I weigh about 130 myself.
Mm-hmm.
He does take my meat portions off my plate. He eats his protein first.
He should, though. He should. I'm behind when you told us your height and the weight. He should.
I am short, but I'm not dumpy like a kid. I'm pretty decent.
Okay.
However, I don't steal food off my man's plate. I don't steal fries. I don't steal stuff
it's
like that.
It's not really stealing, though. You never took a fry off your man's plate.
I don't like it. I'm with DJ Envy, kids, niece, nephews, brothers, sisters, don't put your hands in my plate. Go get your own. It's more on the stove. It's more in the refrigerator.
I'm with you.
Like, have a good day.
That's just lazy. Like, that's honestly
what
just lazy.
What if all you want is three fries? I don't want a whole order of fries.
Well, go order your own.
Yeah, go get a small fry. Hello, who's this?
Hello, my name is Alea.
How old are you?
How old are you? Seven.
You a food thief? You steal food off your mama's plate?
Your mama made you call this morning because she tired of you picking food off her plate and she wants us to scold you for it.
No, I'm tired of my sister taking food off my plate.
Oh,
how old's
okay.
your sister?
13.
She be stealing food from you, Ma?
Yes.
Well, you tell her she got to cut that out because y'all only get EBT once a month now.
My mommy don't get EBT.
My mom.
We heard that.
She said her mama don't get EBT. Thank you for calling. You on your way to school?
Yes. We listen to you every morning.
Thank you. You have a great day at school, all right?
All right.
All right, have a good one.
By the way, the name of the movie is The Brothers. Remember I was talking about the movie
with Morris Chestnut in it?
Of course, but I told you. I knew it. It was a black movie with Morris Chestnut. Morris Chestnut, D.L. Hughley, Bill Bellamy. And in the movie, if the guy would give you his very last piece of food, then that was love.
Oh, well, yes. That's sweet.
It was The Brothers.
800-585-1051. We're talking to you food thieves out there.
We know who's not sweet in here.
Do you like to take food from other people's plates? Do you hate when people want food from your plate? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake, Khaled, For Free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking to all you food thieves out there. 800-585-1051. Now, this story came from a lady that was arrested in D.C. from stealing off a police officer's plate. What did she steal, Yee?
Three French fries.
Three fries.
I'm all for that. I think we got to set the precedent for these food thieves. And Angela Yee brought up an interesting question last break.
What's that?
She said that, what if you only want three French fries?
I don't want a whole order.
But you can ask the waitress for three French fries. Y'all just ain't never did it.
If no, you can't.
Yes, you can. If you ask a waitress and you be like, yo, can you just bring me three French fries? What you mean, three orders? No, I just want three fries.
Okay, let me tell you something.
She'll bring you the fries.
My man would look at me like I was crazy if I asked the waitress for three French fries and he got a whole plate of fries in front of him.
So would you?
You know how stupid that is?
Hey, if I hate you eating off my plate, I'd rather you ask the waitress for three fries than eat off my plate.
Now, the only time I have a problem when somebody eats off my plate is because I'm a picky eater, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now let's say we get some food. I don't eat seafood. I don't eat red meat. I don't eat pork.
Right.
Okay.
Let's say you get. What the hell do you eat? Air?
Chicken.
And vegetables.
Okay.
Okay. So let's say you get some salmon or something. I don't eat that. But I done got some chicken. I can't even have some of your food for you to have some of mine. That's not really fair. That's not an even trade.
That's what I said.
Now, if we both get dishes that we could share, because usually if you go out with your boo, they're supposed to get something that they know you could eat also. Okay, oh, I'm going to get this because I know you like that too. So we could swap and share.
No, I'm going to get food that I want to eat. You get food that you want to eat.
That's exactly what I said. It's not a fair trade. If you take off my plate and you got something that I don't want, that's not an even exchange.
Hello, right. Who's this?
Sum Young from Miami.
Hey, what's up, bro? You're a food thief?
You said your name is what?
Sum Young.
You Asian?
Nah. Sum Young security guard before. Now I'm just Sum Young dude.
You appropriating Chinese culture right now.
Sum Young.
All right. Now, you a food thief, bro?
Nah. I hate food thieves, man. Your kids taking half of your appetizer and then leaving half of their food when you're at the, when you go out to a restaurant. The other really horrible food thieves, when you got that really nice leftover from date night.
Yes!
Oh, I hate when people eat my leftovers.
And then they just take it, and then it's like, yo, what are you doing?
And they don't say nothing. You go in their fridge and
that's the worst.
Yeah, I don't know why people act like leftovers are community property. If I bought something home from a restaurant, that's mine.
That's mine.
Or when I'm looking forward to leaving work and going home and eating some leftovers I know is in the fridge and I get home and it's gone, that's annoying.
My wife probably hates me doing that as much as I hate her eating off my plate.
So you do that.
She'll bring the leftovers over. Eat them leftovers if you want to.
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually grounded my daughter. I bought a 60-piece nugget from Chick-fil-A the other day, right? And she actually brought half of it to school to share with her friends because her friends never had Chick-fil-A. And I grounded her for a day. You just going to waste that Chick-fil-A?
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. No, I don't like your beige parenting skills.
No, that's too much.
Your light pigmented parenting skills are terrible.
I got home. I wanted Chick-fil-A when I got home.
You mad at her because she decided to be a nice young girl and give.
Yes.
Take who a eats whole leftover tray Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A to school.
I ordered the 60-piece where you take it home and you can have some the next day.
First
you
could have
just went and got some fresh Chick-fil-A.
Nobody questioned why she was just taking a tray out the house?
No, I mean, the nanny drove her to the school, and she just took it.
Jesus listen, baby Christ. Girl, you just go on and keep being generous, man.
Did she have the sauce, too?
She had the whole big...
She took the Polynesians? I'd have grounded her. Nah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. She'd have got grounded.
Maybe just me. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Wade from Jersey.
Wade from Jersey. You a food thief, bro?
Hey, bro, me and my girl both are food thieves, man. And, like, I cook at a restaurant by profession. So
you good.
I take this food stuff very serious. Like, but here's how I feel. Paid for dinner, you eat whatever's on the table.
Come on now.
I like your style, man.
That's how I feel, know what I'm saying?
No matter who orders what, if you paid for it, it's yours anyway.
You paid for it, it's yours. Even if you go to the movies, you get some popcorn and I get some pretzel bites. Like, bro, eat your popcorn. Don't be coming to my pretzel bites. I only got, six of them. Come on.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I can't stand that either because I like to get nachos when I go to the movies. If you ain't ordered no nachos, keep your hand away from my goddamn nachos.
You know what I'm saying?
Because there's always more nachos than cheese anyway.
Thank you, bro.
But I like sharing food. I don't care what y'all say.
Not me. All right. Well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
Tell me if any of these apply. The more we share, the more we have.
Yes.
No, it's not true.
Nope.
It's not true. Not when it comes to food, because the more I share, the less I have.
It's not I. You said we.
Great satisfaction comes from sharing with others.
Yes.
No, because I'm not satisfied if you if you eat off my plate. Nope. Love only grows by sharing. You can only have more for yourself by giving it away to others.
Yes.
No.
No.
No, because if I got a 60-piece Chick-fil-A nugget and I give away 30, I only got 30 left, but I had 60. No, none of this applies. None I don't have no moral of the story today. I'm sorry.
Damn. Don't touch my food. That's the good moral.
Well, in Brooklyn, we spread love. We spread food.
In Brooklyn, y'all scam and rob.
Spread love is the Brooklyn way.
All right. You got rumors coming up?
Yes, we are going to be talking about Chris Brown. Is he being targeted yet again? We'll tell you what happened. They're making it seem like Chris Brown just went ham in the basketball court. Also, ASAP Rocky is facing a lawsuit. We'll tell you what he allegedly did.
Okay. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, there were all these reports about Chris Brown getting into an argument at a charity basketball game, a celebrity basketball game, and he's now clearing it up. They had this video footage which shows him arguing. Nobody knew what was going on. It was arguments between venue security and Chris Brown security. Now, Chris Brown posted, there is a way to talk to people respectfully and coexist, but when anyone thinks they can bully you or disrespect you from the opinions of others, it's whack. Then the story reads, Chris Brown started this or did this. I don't give a damn about your personal opinions about me, but when you let that trickle into the job you are supposed to be focused on, you are going to get exactly what y'all call me, a problem, okay? So apparently it was just a situation where Chris Brown's crew was seated in an area. They were being rude and disrespectful, trying to make his crew leave. And that's when the staff from the basketball game did step in and set things straight. Now, this is the same basketball game. I don't know if you guys saw Mac Miller was playing in this game.
Mac Miller wasn't playing. He was just out there.
And
it's the difference between playing and actually just being out there. He was just out there.
Yeah.
He was the sexy decoy.
I felt bad for Mac Miller. They posted the video. Did you see it?
Yeah, he looked bad.
Didn't look too good.
But, I bet you know what? Everybody's saying he looked bad. He's not a basketball player. He's a rapper. Like, he got crossed over by a guy who does that all the time.
You should have just stood back and let him go.
Yeah, sometimes you got to let him go, though. You can't be too... I'm a big defense on him. No, I'm just going to let him go.
Actually, you kind of got to give Mac Miller his props because that's what you go to those games for.
Oh, to see somebody bust their ass?
Yeah, he sacrificed himself for the greater good of the people.
I guess also knowing Mac Miller like we do personally, he's a funny guy. He probably was very embarrassed after that video went everywhere.
I hope his girl wasn't there.
All right.
Oh, my God, did you see what just happened to Mac?
Congratulations to Travis Scott. He got his first number one album.
Drop one of the clues box for Travis Scott.
This is the first time this has happened for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Birds in the Trap, Sing McKnight. That is number one album. 88,000 equivalent copies sold in the first week. So yeah, congratulations.
He's got this song on there called Lose that I really, really, really enjoy.
Really, really, really. Mm-hmm. All right, he's the fifth hip-hop artist to be on top of the Billboard 200 in 2016. Who do you think the other four are?
2016, okay, Drake. Who else came out this year?
Kendrick.
Kendrick came out this year?
Kanye.
Kanye, yep. Kanye. Chance the rapper.
Chance.
Khaled came out this year?
Khaled too.
Yeah.
What album Kendrick dropped this year?
Wait, I'm trying to see what this is.
I don't remember Kendrick dropping no album this year.
Didn't he do that album that was the Untitled?
Oh, yeah,
that was this year?
Yeah, that came out this year.
That was playoffs. Remember around the playoffs time.
Yeah, so congratulations to him. All right, ASAP Rocky is facing a lawsuit. Apparently, he left a New York City apartment in ruins. Now, he had told the landlord he was going to make some alterations and then restore it before his lease was over. Unfortunately, according to the landlord, that did not happen. He left in August. It was filthy and damaged. And he also removed a custom chandelier, security camera, damaged the bathroom downstairs, and left stains and scratches throughout. So he wants $100,000.
$100,000 for all that?
Come on now. It couldn't be that bad.
That's a lot of money for that.
Yeah, I agree.
For some scratches.
I bet you if it wasn't a rapper, he wouldn't ask for that much.
He's probably suing for that and thinking he'll get less, maybe. I don't know. All right, and of course, I was telling you guys earlier about this Tupac movie trailer that has been released today. There's actually two parts of the trailer that got put out by Benny Boom on his Instagram. So for all of you that are excited to see this Tupac movie, check it out.
So how many of y'all heard what the vice president said about him? Quill's coming after me, but I'm used to people coming at me. You feel me?
Like all black leaders, you have a bullseye on your back.
I ain't no black leader.
They are gonna come after you. Everything you know. They are gonna give you the tools that you need to destroy yourself.
Could happen to me. I got shot for hard times. If a nigga coming at me, he gon' get killed.
All right, so
that sounds like Pac to me.
Anyway, I'm excited to see it. A lot of people have said the movie is really great.
I had one of my young homegirls from the West Coast text me yesterday and say, "Mano making me hate him."
Oh, like, what are you talking about? Because of the movie.
And then she sent me a clip of it. I'm like, you know this is a movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know this is a movie.
I heard Mano did a great job.
It's a clip out online. Mano, it's Mano shooting somebody. It's kind of typecast.
It's coming.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, Dr. Malachi Love Robinson needs to come to the front
again
of the congregation. Yes, we need to have a word with this young man. We need to have a word with this young man, and we need to embrace this young man, okay?
How old is he?
19 years old.
He's crazy.
We need him, man.
We need him?
Yes, we need this young man.
All right. All right, we'll get to the donkey when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Here's Planes. It's Jeremiah J. Cole. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Tuesday, September 13th goes to 19-year-old Dr. Malachi Love Robinson, who already in his short life has to be top five scammers of all time. Now, if you haven't heard who Dr. Malachi Love Robinson is, he's the Florida teen who was accused of practicing medicine without a license in Florida. Oh, young Malachi Love is ill with it. He wasn't just practicing medicine. He had his own practice. He was arrested for allegedly operating a fake medical practice in West Palm Beach after an undercover agent reportedly visited the New Birth, New Life Medical Center. He had a name for it, a building, and everything. Urgent care. And the guy was given a physical exam and medical advice by Love Robinson. Now, if you keep in score, I gave the young man donkey of the day back then for this, because my thing is, if you're going to go through all this trouble scamming, spending all that time pretending to be a doctor, trying to get over on people, then you could have just went to medical school, okay? Well, 19-year-old Dr. Malachi Love Robinson is back in the news. He was arrested for multiple counts of identity fraud.
Mm-mm-mm.
Why? Because a scammer gonna do what a scammer gonna do. Let's go to CBS Miami for the report.
This 19-year-old, along with a 73-year-old woman, walked in wanting to buy a luxury car. When it was time for paperwork, Hickman and the finance director say the teen told them he was a doctor.
Said that he makes almost $140,000 a year.
The teen's pay stub he claimed was from his own medical practice turned out to be a fake. The address was to a Walmart in Florida. Then a salesperson recognized his face.
The other salesperson said, 19-year-old doctor, that was a story in the news a couple months ago. So we Googled him, and sure enough, this kid popped up, and he's like, that's him.
The teenager was Malachi Love Robinson from West Palm Beach, Florida, also known as Dr. Love. Earlier this year, the teen was arrested for pretending to be a doctor and stealing from an elderly patient. After he briefly left the dealership, the GM called him back, saying he was approved for a car. But instead, Stafford County deputies were waiting with handcuffs.
Young Malachi Love Robinson is out here finessing the elderly for vehicles. Where is this little boy from? Brooklyn.
Why Nigeria? Gotta be Brooklyn?
Huh? Who are his parents? Somebody needs to grab this young, great mind and show him the right way, because this kid has too much potential. But for some reason, he has chosen to be a supervillain instead of a superhero. Dr. Malachi Love Robinson, you are a smart kid. You got to go to school and make something of yourself. Stop investing all of your time and energy into trying to get over on people, and invest that time and energy into making something of yourself. He's obviously a great people person, because he's able to get the elderly to just come with him to random car lots and not even know if they signed off on stuff. He's able to get loans for buildings and open up medical practices. He obviously has great people skills, okay? Somebody just needs to grab him and have him stop investing his energy into crime. Okay, crimes are just misdirected energy. Malachi, you are misdirecting your energy into the wrong channels. You could be the next Tony Starks, all right? The next Bruce Wayne. But right now, you're looking like Buddy Pine about to transform into Syndrome. Please give Dr. Malachi Love Robinson the smooth sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey.
All right. I'm telling you right now, I'm all for people getting punished for their crimes. But Dr. Malachi Love Robinson, and I'm going to call him doctor because he's earned
he's
that
not
right.
A doctor.
He's not a damn doctor.
I'm going to call him doctor.
You are not going to call him
this
that.
Man does not need jail. This little boy needs school. Like, this kid has too much potential. Man, this kid is a finesse to the highest degree, but he was finessing for all the right things until his car thing. But this guy opened up his own medical practice, man.
Right.
He don't need
his
jail.
Own building and
his
everything.
Own building and everything. Mm-hmm. He needs school. Like, he needs a mentor.
Well, let me ask the question. 800-585-1051. Should this young man go to jail or should he go to school? And the reason I say that is if you hack the CIA, a lot of times, instead of putting you in jail, they hire you because you're so good, you were able to hack.
What movie did you watch that you saw this?
That's true.
Is it
it's
true?
Yeah, it's
okay.
The truth. It's true because you're so good.
All right.
So with this young boy, he was able to...
He opened up his own medical
opened up
practice.
His own business.
He had it open for a while. Actually
had patients.
Promoted and marketed it, had patients come to it.
Right.
He's clearly good with people because he had this elderly woman come all the way to the dealership. The elderly woman walking around saying she his godmother.
Right.
They don't even really know each other.
Now, as a doctor, did he ever cure anyone? Or
We don't know.
We don't
he
know.
Might have. He might have.
First of all, I got a theory that, you know, when it comes to doctors, you know, it's not even... Of course, you got to go to school and get your certification, but doctors are actually touched by God. They are anointed. Like, you know, you can't just go do surgery on people and things of that nature. I think doctors are special. This kid has that special energy. All right?
You think he has it?
I'm telling you, this guy, don't look at him as a finesse man. This kid can be something in life.
Well, you should mentor him.
I ain't got the time and energy. I got two daughters of my own. But what I'm saying is somebody need to grab this little boy. I don't think jail is what this young man needs. This young man needs schooling.
800-585-1051. Should this kid go to school or should this kid go to jail? Does he need a mentor or does he need prison?
Or should he go to school in jail?
Yeah, or he could be a doctor in jail.
Nah.
How about that?
That rectal exam in jail would be something serious, bro.
800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Wake your ass up.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Dream. I love your girl. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, 800-585-1051. Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to who, Charlamagne?
Dr. Malachi Love Robinson. I'm going to call him doctor because, you know, you turn out to be what you pretend to be. I want this young man to be a doctor one day. But he's the same young man who actually opened up his own medical practice and was arrested for operating a fake medical practice in West Palm Beach. And now he's been arrested for taking an elderly woman to a car dealership, trying to finesse him a Jaguar. Okay? Now, for that, he should go to jail. All right, but all I'm saying is this young man has a lot of potential. This young man clearly has good people skills. He's able to open up his own businesses because he did it with a medical practice. He did it when he was 17. He's 19 now. I don't think this kid needs jail. I think he needs school.
He has a good gift to gab. He's able to get people to do what he needs to do.
Yes.
Which is great. But Angela
Yee, after a while, the jig is up.
The jig is up. You think he should go to jail or school?
He's 19. I mean, keep in mind.
Yeah, he's still very young, but what he did was a crime. I think he should be on probation.
But for 2 years, he had to help people because it had to work
if
he was a doctor.
Well, I don't know if he did help anybody.
Listen, he promoted...
We don't know that. I can't say that he had to help people.
He promoted and marketed his own medical practice. He had people show up to his medical practice. It wasn't like he was trying to hurt people. It wasn't like he was pretending to be a GYN to look at vaginas all day.
But that's hurtful if these people are coming thinking they're going to a real doctor and nothing's happening for them. We don't know what happened.
That is true, too.
That's very hurtful.
But all
people probably spend money and everything.
That's the point. We just got to teach this dude that he can do this the legal way. You don't have to pretend to be a doctor.
But you can't also pat somebody on the back when they do something like that.
I'm not patting him on the back. I'm just recognizing the potential.
His talents.
His talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I see somebody run away from the scene of a crime mad fast, yeah, I'm upset that they did the crime, but I'm like, do you see the speed on that boy?
He did the Olympics.
Let's see if we can put him in the Olympics. We don't know. Like, you got to look at this.
No, we got to lock his ass up, man.
For how long, though?
You got to give him at least. He has to understand what he's doing wrong because he keeps doing the same thing over.
Yes, because nobody's showing him a better way, man. Put this man in school and let him finesse them books.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, Mike Wilson.
Mike, you think this kid should go to jail or school?
Man, this kid needs an education, man. We're talking about the finesser of all finessers. This kid's probably turning water to wine, wine to water. Probably make an ally like Kim Jong-un in North Korea.
I'm with you, bro. He definitely should have some type of punishment, but we have to recognize that this kid has a different type of skill set than most 19-year-olds.
Hello, who's this?
Lacey from Milwaukee.
Hey, mama, what do you think this boy should go to jail or school?
First of all, let me say I love y'all. I wake up with you guys on the brain because you crack me up. Charlamagne, I can't stand you sometimes.
Yeah, but you I sound love like my wife.
Yeah, you know you the lady. You hold it all down. I love you guys.
We love you too.
Now, jail
this
or school?
This nutbag definitely needs to go to jail.
How mad would you be if you went to him thinking he was a real doctor and later on found out he wasn't and you've been going to him?
That's all I'm saying. Who does
you'll
that?
Be so
who
mad.
Gives out advice? Who pretends to be a doctor
but you're right.
Advice
but you're
performing
right.
Procedures?
Who does that? And he did it and got away with it, so
he didn't get away with it, clearly.
For 2 years.
They caught him and he did it again. Like, who does that?
Yeah, but you got all these dudes out here pretending to be gangsters, pretending to be drug dealers, pretending to be thugs or whatever. This man pretending to be a doctor, man.
But that's not illegal. Like you can.
That
you
is
could,
illegal.
No, you can pretend to be a gangster if you're a rapper. That's not illegal.
Being a doctor.
Yeah, but you turn out to be what you pretend to be. So I would rather a man pretend to be a doctor than pretend to be any of that other stuff. We need to grab this young boy and show him the way. I believe that children are the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. That's what we need to do, man. Show this young man all the beauty that he possesses inside.
All right, let's say you went to this man for, let's say, a flaming butthole. And he all examining okay. you, and all he right. don't fix your flaming butthole. Okay,
let's say your wife was going to him as a doctor, and then later on you find out that kid was not even really a doctor. How mad would
Let
you
Let me
be?
Answer Envy's question first. First of all, if you have a flaming butthole, you shouldn't go to a doctor. You should go to a firefighter. All right, okay. That's number one. Okay. All right, okay. Number two, yes, I would be upset, but I still have to recognize this young man's skill set, Angelique. He's 19. No.
What skill set?
This man opened up a medical practice. You know, listen, there's people out here that can't do nothing
he should
for
be
themselves.
A construction worker, not a doctor. He
no,
open up a
no, man. This man opened up his own medical practice at 17 years old. That's kind of genius in a sick way.
It is. Well, 805-85-1051.
Say he offered alternative medicine.
We're talking about Dr. Love. Should he go to school or jail? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was One Dance, Drake. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee. Charlamagne the God, we are The Breakfast Club. We're talking about Dr. Love. Charlamagne gave Dr. Love Donkey of the Day today. For what, Charlamagne?
Dr. Malachi Love, he's got to be top 5 scammers the world has ever seen. He took an elderly woman to a car dealership and tried to get a car. Now, if you remember Dr. Malachi Love, he's the Florida teen who was accused of practicing medicine without a license in Florida. He was arrested for allegedly operating a fake medical practice in West Palm Beach after an undercover agent visited his new birth, new life medical center in urgent care and was given a physical exam and medical advice by Love Robinson. That's what we need to ask the undercover agent. What? Did he give you actual good advice?
Yeah, because how would he know the medical terms and everything?
This kid is a genius.
No, I don't know if he's a genius. One woman said that she just looked him up online and went to him, right? And she said that she told him that she was in pain and he said, I have just the right pills for you. And then that's what tipped her off. Like, what is he talking about? I don't know what he gave her.
He might have gave her aspirin. Which
okay,
is, which
well,
is...
that, well, that's the type of stuff you got to learn in school. All I'm telling you is this kid is on the right path. He's got the right foundation to Goodness build gracious. Something on top of it.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ariana Roberts from Duval. How y'all doing today?
We good. Now, do you think this kid should go to jail or school?
Definitely school. It takes some real brains, especially everything that he's doing, even though he got called. But I think that it takes, like, some dedication to do it. I think he just need to do it the right way. Go to school.
Sounds like he's just trying to take shortcuts.
That's all I'm trying to tell a young man. Ain't no cheat code, babe.
All right, thank you, man.
Exactly.
Hello, who's this?
This is Letitia.
Dr. Love, you think he should go to jail or school?
He's a child. He should definitely go to school. Jail is not a place for rehab or anything else like that. We can see, and it's been proven, that our jail system is not, like, created to reform people. So this kid, like, I feel like he's, like, teetering on the edge. Like, he's at a point where either he's going to continue down the wrong path or he can turn around and save himself. And I feel like if there's anybody out there, his family, anything, like anybody that can step up and like stand in for him, like he could definitely turn his life around. Because he seems way too smart.
He's 19 years old. He uses women's credit cards to fraudulently buy two iPad tablets and a cell phone.
That's the same lady as godmother.
That's illegal. You can't just do that. Yeah, I can't commend you for that.
Listen, man, America's next top scammer. I mean, America's number one scammer could be America's next top surgeon.
So we should let all these scammers out of jail then. Because they're so smart.
Well, no. We wouldn't have designer if we just, you know, thumbed our nose up at scammers.
My goodness.
Listen, it's a Christian evangelist by the name of George Mueller. He's dead now, but because he was born in 18, he died in 1898, actually.
Yeah, he would be.
But he has some great literature, man. And he has a quote, and one of his quotes is, "A child rightly trained may be a worldwide blessing with an influence reaching onward to eternal years, but a neglected or misdirected child may live to blight and blast mankind and leave influences of evil which shall roll on in increasing volume till they plunge into the gulf of eternal perdition." That is what is happening to Malachi right now. We need to rightly train this young man to be a worldwide blessing because he has something to offer the world, I'm telling you.
He needs to stop getting arrested for doing the same things over and over again and realize that this path that he's trying to go down isn't working for him.
I agree. It's misdirected energy. That's all it
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
That's it.
So what's the moral of the story?
I just read a whole quote by this dead man, and you talking about what's the moral of the story?
I don't know.
Look at this. He charged an elderly woman $3,500 for treating stomach pain, and he didn't even do anything for her.
Hey.
But she shouldn't have gave him that money now.
Well, yeah, she thought he was a doctor. She's an elderly woman.
Those are labor costs.
You can't go ahead and take advantage. You can't take advantage of people. He emptied her bank account after he called an ambulance for her.
I'm with you on all this.
He told her to leave her purse behind. He forged checks from her account.
So you think we should bury him forever?
What happened?
Yeah, I think we should lock him up now.
No,
I don't think that I would say, oh, you're so smart.
He's not a nice guy.
But I do feel like he needs some type of... something, probation.
Yeah, he can't be a doctor.
He needs probation.
He should not have a clean record from doing all of these disgusting things.
He needs probation, and somebody needs to sit down with him and say, do you really want to be a doctor? Is that really what you want to do?
He pretended to be a gynecologist.
Let's start with medical school. You're 19. Let's go.
He can't do that now.
Why can't he do that now?
Mm-mm-mm. He could be a disorderly or somebody.
Y'all so quick to give up on your own people, but you want the white man to support you. The white man, that's why the white man don't care about you, because you don't care about yourself.
He keep doing it, though.
So what?
All right. He stole money from people, pretended to be a gynecologist, wrote fraudulent checks.
You know what, man?
Cleaned out
somebody's
bank account.
Drop on the clues bomb for the white man.
Come on.
Hey, white man, keep your foot on these Negroes' neck. They don't believe in their own people. I'm happy for you, white. Keep doing it, white man. I'm with you.
Yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Until it happens to you.
It ain't going to happen to me. I'm out here.
Exactly.
I done escaped all that.
Until somebody goes ahead and examines your butt pretending to be a doctor, then you find out it's a kid pretending.
God's going to put a cancer in the butthole.
How would you feel?
Yeah, how would you feel?
Boy, the white man. But you know what? Drop one of the clues bomb for the white man again. Keep the white man, keep your foot on these Negroes' neck. All right? They don't want better for themselves, all their people.
Yo, rumors coming up, E?
Yes, we are going to talk about Lil Wayne. Find out what he's going to be talking about today when he goes on Undisputed. Also, Solange, she actually wrote a great essay that I think you guys need to hear a piece of it. And she's talking about going to a concert and just being treated like she doesn't belong. And she's like, we do belong, and I'll tell you why.
All right. And also, of course, we have the Tupac 20th anniversary mix. Let me know your favorite Pac joint. Start getting your request in right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, I guess Little Mama is not a fan of Nicki Minaj. She posted a picture of Little Kim on Instagram, and she said, Little Kim, the queen bee, ain't make bitches want to rock pink hair at some point. Like Misa Hilton, what's that issue say? Respect the architect, bitch. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Now, all of this...
Why is that an uh-oh?
Well, some people feel like this is a jab because of Nicki Minaj's lyrics on the Pink Print freestyle, this part right here.
Like, I ain't make all these bitches want a fat ass at some point. Like, I ain't make these bitches rock pink hair at some point.
I don't know why she would insert herself into that, though, Lil Mama. You know.
And I can see her saying, you respect the architects. Because, yes, Lil Kim was wearing pink hair way before Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Yes. But maybe Nicki's just talking for her generation.
Right. But whatever's going to make these females rap hard, I love it. I love when Nicki raps, Lil Mama.
You think Nicki's going to come at Lil Mama?
Nicki seems like she's on her ish right now, which is good.
By the way, it's a lot of female rappers out here rapping hard, sir.
I know, but they're starting
Remy's
to rap
rapping
hard.
Remy's rapping hard. Young M.A.'s rapping hard. Young M.A.'s back at it. Take is rapping hard. Breezy's rapping hard.
Right. I
like
that.
A lot of females out here rapping hard.
And I love it. Keep it going. I love it.
All right, The Real is back, okay, for their third season. Of course, we all know now Tamar's not on the show. So on the show yesterday, Adrian Bailon's fiance, Israel Houghton, talks about how he actually proposed last month in Paris.
I gave her a bunch of these white roses.
Yes. So they're like, 1, 2, 3. I throw it, and he was on his knee. Oh. Okay, wait, so what's going on through your mind at that time? Are you nervous? Do you think she suspects anything?
Of course I'm nervous. Like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime woman.
First of all, drop one of Clue's bombs for him because he done lost weight. I can't even call him the fat pastor no more.
There you go.
Yeah, how you feel now?
He showed you.
He's doing what he's supposed to do. If you're going to spend the rest of your life with a woman, show me that you're going to be here for a long time by losing some damn weight. Okay?
All right, Lil Wayne is going to be on Undisputed today, and he's going to sit down, and apparently he's going to be talking about, is he actually going to be retiring for good?
Okay? What is Undisputed?
It is with Skip Bayless.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new show with him and Shannon Sharp? Not Shannon Sharp. Yeah, Shannon Sharp. That's what it's called?
You know better than me, but it's going to happen today. So if you want to watch that, that's about to happen, I think, in like about a half an hour.
We'll turn it. I don't even know if we got that channel. I'm about to say turn the TV on.
What is it, FS1?
Channel.
Yeah,
we got that, right?
No, do we?
We got cable, damn it. iHeart got some premium pack, though.
We ain't got all the channels, though. It's something on that.
So we don't know what he's going to say yet, but he is going to be sitting down on Undisputed today to talk about all of that, whether or not he's really retiring, because a lot of people were begging and pleading for Wayne, please do not leave us.
Skip Bayless is going to talk to Lil Wayne about his contract situation, like he a free agent trying to get the proper money from his team.
He's not a free agent.
No, he's not.
No, he's definitely signed.
All right, Solange, she actually wrote this article or essay, something very personal to her, and she's talking about what it's like to be black in predominantly white spaces. It's called And Do You Belong? I Do. And I think you guys should all read this when you have the opportunity. She talks about different tone. She said it's the tone that one says to your friend, boy, go on over there and hand me my bag at the airport, assuming he's a porter. It's the same one that tells you, ma'am, go into that other line over there when you're checking in at the airport at the first class counter before you even open up your mouth. It's the same one that yells and screams at you and your mother in your sleep when you're on the train from Milan to Basel, give me your passport now. You look around to see if anyone else is being requested the same thing, only to see a kind Italian woman actually confront the agents on your behalf and ask why you are being treated this way. So she talks about the different tones that people use with her in certain situations, and basically being in a predominantly, you know, white world, white privilege type of situation.
That is true, though. I was walking out of the Viacom building the other day, and it was just like this white dude behind us, and he was like, go, like, shoot, go, really? go. I'm like, who the F you talking to?
Well, it was you and Wax?
Me, Wax, and my homegirl Dolly, and who else was with us? Somebody else was with us. I forgot. Essence.
What did you say back?
I thought he was playing, so I was like, what? But, you know, he got cursed out by everybody else. I'm a little slow to stuff. I'm a little slow to react to stuff like that.
But the article she wrote is called And Do You Belong? I Do. So if you have a chance to check it out, you should definitely read it. She talks about going to a concert and taking her son and somebody actually throwing something
at them
because they were at the concert standing up, excited to see this band perform.
Really? I had an older white woman tap me on the shoulder in the gym, too, and tell me, that I need to be quiet because I was on the elliptical machine and I was talking. And mind you, it was like 8 o'clock at night and the gym was packed and the music was blaring. So I'm like, oh, you must really be paying attention to my conversation to hear me over everything else that's going on in this gym.
I haven't had no bad interaction.
And I think
with
I was talking. I think
not
I was.
Recently,
I was talking
recently.
About Birth of a Nation while I was on the elliptical machine.
That's why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is your.
And sometimes
rumor
I
report?
Do tend to say Nat Turner real loud on purpose.
Well, you should have been talking about Sully. If you were talking
about
Sully,
we're gonna move on
now. If you were talking about Sully, you'd have been good. All right.
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Up next is all about Tupac. Let me know your favorite Tupac joint right now.
Can you talk about Tupac loud around?
No.
White people? No, white people love Tupac now.
Some.
Yeah, some.
800-585-1051, your favorite Tupac joint. And everybody revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Can't mention revolt loud around white people.
Definitely not. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.